Chapter 4. Saved by the Bell. Just beyond the shadows cast by the log fort, a tall dark figure shifted his bare feet in the shallow surf of Pirate Cove. Captain Hook's feet were rarely exposed to daylight. Usually he kept them inside heavy boots the color of coal. But today he squished his pale toes in the sand, looking for rising bubbles at the edges of incoming waves.
"Here!" Hook shouted, spotting a string of bubbles. "Dig here, Smee!"
"Aye, Captain,"
Smee said, bustling over with a carved hollow limb that served as a shovel. The short, round man dug quickly, following the trail of bubbles. Soon he hit a large white clam, and, dropping to his knees, eagerly tore it from the wet sand with his stubby fingers.
"That's number 5," he proclaimed.
5 thus far today," sighed Hook. 500 this month, Smee. I am sick of clams."
Puzzled, Smee looked up, the dripping clam halfway to his pocket.
"Do you want me to put it back, Captain?"
he said.
"No, you idiot," said Hook. "I want something to eat besides clams. I'd give my right arm for—"
Hook stopped in mid-sentence, realizing that he had already given his left hand to a crocodile and could not afford to lose his right arm as well.
"What I mean," he said, "is that I would give my kingdom for a crown of beef and all the trimmings."
"Begging your pardon, Captain, but what kingdom?"
"It's an expression, you idiot."
The scent of rain hung in the air. Hook looked wistfully toward the horizon, tugging absent-mindedly at his enormous black moustache curled at each end. He had once commanded a fine ship, the most feared pirate ship on the seven seas, but he'd pursued a treasure, an elusive treasure, into a storm, and had a run-in with a girl and a boy, a flying boy, and he'd lost. He could barely stand to admit this, even to himself. Especially to himself. He'd lost not only the treasure, for the time being, he reminded himself, but his ship and his hand.